You know, dirty politics is unfortunately part of the political reality of what we are, where we live today. And the lieutenant governor has been running a dirty campaign for 9 or 10 months, and it's gotten worse lately. But you know, they made up that story about the troopers, and they the beach party thing. You know, look, I happen to be a very involved parent. My wife and I have been married for 22 years, and you know, were there kids probably drinking beer there? Yes. Were there kids drinking beer in college 6 or 7 weeks later when I dropped them off there? Yes. But you know, we're very proud of our kids. They've done extremely well, and we just have to rely on their judgment to make good decisions. So, and they've done so, and so. I don't know if aggressive or not. You know, I actually, when you don't have a record, you attack the other person's personal life and his family. I've been running on my record. I think at the end of the day, people will, when they go to the polls, they're going to look at the record of the two candidates and their vision for the state and who supports them. You know, I mean, the lieutenant governor is literally bought by the special interests, the machine, the status quo, and we represent a change. We represent a fresh perspective, somebody who's actually been working for 22 years, seeing things that are unfair or unjust, and working relentlessly to get things done. And I think that people in this area in particular have an understanding of that's what I've been doing.